discuss other matters. But back to the sugya of mezonos and matzi adayim. We're just going to go, going step by step. That's what we're doing, one day at a time, one sugya. Okay, so we are. We're coming from both sides, and the sugyas are intertwined. So you have to understand we're discussing the obligation of the husband to the wife, the obligation of the wife to the husband, and from flitting back and forth between the two, it's because the two are really interconnected. So you can't just discuss one without the other. It's impossible. I want to make a preliminary comment about the melachos of chiva, which are found in the Gemara on Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, what I call the romantic roles. And the question becomes, as an initial statement, how obligatory are these romantic roles? It's hard to obligate romance, right? Someone's going on a date, knows that for sure. Can't obligate these things, either it's there or it's not there. So therefore the question is, how technical is this? So technically read Rashi, Samach Aleph, Amud Aleph, Avol Mozeges Lo Akos, Umatzas Lo Amito. We'll be discussing some of the technical details later on. Again, we'll see how these things apply in today's world. Lifros Sadin Ulevadin Dovah She'eno Torah, Umishum Demili Dechibonin Hu, Kidei She'tischavev Olav. V'lo Domi Lematzas Demasnisin Dehavi Dovah Shel Torah, Uvikfiyah. Hani Lo Kofilo, Elechacham Hisiyua Eitza Tova, Hishiyua Eitza Tova, Lahanik Zos B'Yisrael. Right, Hanocha Shishiyani Va'ochel. Right, if you remember the Chumash and Parashat Bereishis, same shorash over here. Here, the Chachamim, the opposite of the Nochash, Nochash gave an Eitzah Ra, Chachamim gave an Eitzah Tova. Eitzah Tova, that is what she should do. She should do the romantic roles. According to Rashi Shita, it's not B'kviya. She's not obligated to do so. Remember, we had a question last on Thursday. We're not going to the Perkup again. We're discussing, let's summarize very briefly, that there is no heter whatsoever, bizman hazeh, to enforce anything, because against the law, it's primarily usually against halacha. We spoke about in theory, the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Chav Ches says that one can use force to prevent somebody from violating a los haseh. The machlokas tosin nesivus by anaseh, we wanted a pasuk in halacha lemaisa that you cannot, only bezin can be called for anaseh. That's the sheet of the Ksos against the deceivers and the Mashal. And then we saw the Tosis over here in Ksubis, who uses the Lashon of the Gemara about taking a stick to prevent trespass and using it in our context of our Sugya. It's not because of a Mrs. Asay or Mrs. Los Asay, neither. It's simply a matter of financial obligations, financial responsibilities. In other words, if you hold on Peivov that Priyas Malchov Mitzvah is no Shibud Daraisa, so then it's only Bezdin. But if it would be Shibud Daraisa, so a person could attach someone's account, can use whatever methods have to be used. Just briefly referring to that. So over here, Rashi is telling us in Samach Aleph from an Aleph that Im Tim Tzalom, and Atosis is correct, that in the olden days a person could take a Pinsir of Elasiv to enforce that which the wife, or the husband for that matter, works both ways, is required by strict halacha to do, but it wouldn't work here, because this is only considered to be a recommended. Chachamim hishiyua eitza tova. That's what Rashi says. Do we pass in that way? So it's not 100% clear. So I wanted to show you the Beis Shmuel talks about this. How many people have a Shulchan Aruch today? Make more progress. Maybe I can actually. You have it on your computer?
Yeah.
You have it all down the back.
Your phone.
Good. So I want to wean myself away from the screen. I want to use as much as I can an actual safer. So today I'm going to get away with it. Let's open the Shulchan Aruch. Hashem. So this Beis Shmuel is in Siman Pei. How are people doing with the Ma'amar Kama? Is anyone getting close to the end? Not even close. I like that. Sometime this week, I do my own comments. The question is only what day. So we have to move. you'll let me know when you're getting a little close, okay? I have to be here to get close. You have to this manager get close. It's not going to come into your head by just having it in your little computer or in your notebook. Okay? You got to put in the time. Let's go. So in Siman Pei, Rabbi Osai, let's take a look at an interesting Beis Shmuel. It's on the Ma'ar Makomos. Beis Shmuel is Sibkotten Chav Aleph. Let's take a look. So in Sif Tezvav, this is what we left. This is really Thursday Shir. Think about it. In the word kofin is lashon rabin, means first to bezin. Again, it has nothing to do with mitzvahs. Just you have to discharge your obligations. Ve'en azon achatasa. V'chein bezin mishamten also. Bezin can put a chayim upon her. To do what she's supposed to be doing. Yes, Amen. The kofin also b'shotim, Rambam, kofin, right? Bezin. And why only a yes, Amen? I told you before, because the Ravid screams at the Rambam. It's this very nice Rambam. In principle, you're right that a person can be compelled to do what has to be done. But the Ravid says, take a look in the Grah. Sivkot and Chavav, he quotes the Ravid. Everyone has a regular Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara's on the bottom. But Ravid Cholak, Olav HaKosef, Me'olam lo shamati yisru l'noshim b'shotim. You never heard, you can't take a chivalry, Rabbi Osai, chivalry. You can't take a stick to a woman, period. That's what he says. Even if the opposite case, if the man didn't do what he was supposed to do, she could take a stick to him, but now he could take a stick to her. I'm not sure if the Ravid held the Bezin or talking about the spouse of him or herself, because I don't know for sure. We spoke about it before. Fine. Says the Helig Ramam. Because we left off, I think, on Thursday. V'chose b'yomeres eini osa v'nizonis. Av omeres eini nizonis, eini osa, v'shus b'yoda. That's a Gemara, v'huna. Choshin is b'ale elsim and son of tes. Siddal, fine. V'yesh omer, this is very important, we spoke about this before. Now, filu b'omeres eini nizonis v'eini osa, tzricha olasos tzorche habayis. Right? We saw that. So if you remember what the Ran spoke about, that it's only for Asiyas HaTzemeh, but what we call the household chores, the six malachas in the Mishnah, she's required to do. Ulazeh kofin osa afal pi she'ena nizonis. How do the kfiya? That's the question. The Rambam holds with Shotim and the Ravid holds. There's different ways, but that's what it says. Says the Beis Shmuel Chafam. Haran svirle. That's the Ran. We saw this Ran more than once. Even tells you the, my version tells you even the page. He tells you exactly where to find it, which we I think saw a few times already inside. Because of a Rashba, the Akev Menaksuba Keneget Schar Mishi Shamshena Boston Malachas Osoch Olam Malkamacher. And she won't do it. You will hold on to a certain of her monies because you have to pay someone to do what she's supposed to be doing herself. But yes, sir, mikan lo. End quote. The Tosis Varosh Kosu Sha'am Rain in his own is Fani also Ptura Mikomalamas, Ptura Milanik. We saw that. What's your chayvin? Elachayevis, Bimzigas, Akos, Varachosas, Ponov, Batos Amit. We saw all this already last week. For Kasafti, the Bamakam Plukta Hipatura. How do you like that, Rabbi Osai? How do you like that? So she's going to be potter like Shita Satosis against the Rani. Wants a pasuk like that? Wow. Wow. That's an amazing thing. The Ramos is over here. Yesh Omen. She has to talk advice. It's only a Yesh Omen. So the Hamotzi Mechavel of Arai is not only on money, but in work. Hamotzi Mechavel, you want me to work for you? Sorry. Olecha Arai, and I say, any donors, any else. I'm not going to grind the wheat, and they're not going to do the laundry, and I forget it. Yes, Shlomo, Shita Saran, Im Ein Lo Lozenes Atzma, Yochel Abba, Lochof Osa Shetasa, Kedem Mazonos, Shomenika. Okay, that's different. We'll come to the head up later. Gam Nira, Eilu Shloshet Dvarim Shalchiba, which he certainly is required to do, right? For sure. Meziga Sakos, Chule. In general, Ein Kofen Osa Bekvitz. Why? Everyone agrees to that.
Because
Loka Omar, and the Mishnah Masha Mefurish B'Mas Nisan. This toast we saw last week. Aval he Moredes Me'elu Shalosh Malachos, you're not found in the Mishnah. La Moredesi, that's what Tosef said, with all the ramifications of subtracting from the Ksuba. Kein Yesh Lomar, say I Be Shmuel, say, the Nin Kviya Nami Ein Kofenosa. The same way as we say she's not a Moredes, so to will say, in the situation of Ein Nizonis Ve'en Yosa, you're not going to consider it to be in the category of Kofen. Alpha Gab Yesh Litcho says also, one could refute this. How? In my version, it says, "I'm the Beis Shmuel Madura Kama Sitkod Yitches Ketzad Efshal Litchos." The Beis Shmuel wrote two Maduras. After consultation with Gedolim, they started to print the Madura Kama in the back with a big thing on top. La'alocha v'lo l'maisa. If you have my version of Shulchan Aruch, you'll see in the back. La'alocha v'lo l'maisa. Every single it took a lot of space. Beis Shmuel Madura Kama. I'm not sure if every single version has it. Mine does, and I'm going to read to you what he says briefly. He doesn't say how this goes. Yesh Litkos doesn't say how. So we'll see over here. Look what he says. Tosus says, not a Moredes, so too, no fear. Yesh Litkos, no. Bishlam and Indian Moredes, Yesh Lom and Masnissen, Subasam of Gimel Hamoredes, Koyal Masnissen, New Testament Bays, Elam Moloch of Isha also the Baal of the Mandom Hamoredes, Moloch Hamoredes. In the mission, that's what Tosef said. That's his dochet. It's a textual proof. The proof of Tosef is textual. That the mission, the Samach Gimel, go on the mission on test, and not in the Gemara Samach Aleph, it's only a Brisa. So it can't get me going on that. But in the idea of Kfiyah, which has nothing to do with text over here, so you can be called for even on these three things. Okay, that's how he's done. He doesn't tell you how. He said, Yesh Litchos. I guess in the Madura Basra, he just figured he'll leave it to us to figure it out on our own. Okay. But Mikomakom, Ikeru, then Kofanos of the Kfirs in general. Tokosafti, Sitkot, and Zayim Hashem Rashi. The Sfirle, the Eno, Ela Eitzat Tova, Shetaz, Ela Shalosh Malachos. Bechain Sfirle, La Tur. So we're pimpling over here with the Eim Nizonis works. Forget Eim Nizonis. Go to Rashi, even without Eim Nizonis, you can't force these things. That's the lumpness of the Beis Shmuel. This is my opening statement for today. On both sides, we now are going to turn our attention to what we have over here. Since we're holding by Beis Shmuel's, let's take a look in the Beis Shmuel and Siman Pei Aleph and Kotan Hei. This is also on the Maror Makom. So we're just going through the ones that are on the Maror Makom so far. And I'm not sure if you saw them yet, but they're all based upon Gemara's and Rishon, which we've seen already. So we're going to now turn from Pei to Pei Aleph. Okay, Rabbeinu say, let's just view Pei Aleph. The whole Shulchan Aruch is important, based on the Gemara we saw last week. Hamakdish Maisi Leishter Mechaber Sif Aleph. Harezu Osa Mochelas Hamosa Chulin. Chulin, Chulin, Chulin. Why? Because what he said is null and void, because it's not the ability to do it. Okay, why? The Beis Shmuel, the Beis Shmuel. I feel no some of his own so more cats of any of like they ain't of the magic double shalom bali olam finished double shalom bali olam. Okay, that's the reason. Okay, double shalom bali olam. Amala, you cut your dad, they'll say, wise guy, you're still looking for the chest. He'll get out of the problem, not be magic payers dekel, but dekel the payer also. So it's not called double olam. Hare kol masi odeh kodesh. Very nice. Okay. This is what he quotes. Yes, Shavu Ramo. The Eina Kodesh. The Reyechol Alom, and he doesn't have any also. That's the Ran. He doesn't understand what the Rambam is talking about. Rabbi Osai, this is under Maram Makomas. This is, let's see it again briefly. Rabbi Osai, he says over here in my edition, Chav Gumel Amabez Midape Horif. Rabbi Osai, take a look and see where you find it. Tells you the front, Dirim Asal Gemara. Okay, let's take a look and see if we can find it. Okay, Rabosai. Take a look if you don't mind. Chav Gimel Amadeiz and Dapi Arif. Those are the new ones. Let's see what Dapi turns out to be. It should be Samaches. Take a look. Yeah. Let's look together. Gemara. Halach Rav Yochanan Asander Hamachulin. The Kosavar is going to same shot in the Rif. Another Makish Dava Shabbat Boleolam. Okay? They can't. It's a Dava Shabbat Boleolam. So therefore, it's no good. That's what the Rif says. Says the Ran. Let's read slowly. I'm not sure we read this Ran yet. I'm going to read page Samaches or Chav Gilam the base to the Masul Gemara. We've been many rounds. I'm not sure if we did this yet. I don't remember. Hilkom. Mash but afilu b'malo mizonos u'malo mo kesef. The tzorko. There are two obligations that he has, or so-called obligations. We'll see later. One is to give it a basic mizonos. One is to give it an allowance. You call it mo kesef. It's petty cash. All right. And if you remember the mizonos last week, one of them is takas masi adayim. One is takas mosi masi adayim. He gave both. A good citizen. Doesn't make a difference. And if there's Shalom B'Masa Delam B'Mosa, the equivalent of these two, connected these two, the Kula Dava Shalom B'Leolinu, Varambam Kosav, and Perek Vavinuchas Erechim Chavav Tuchav Ches, and the Makash Dava Shalom B'Leolinu, can a Makash Masi Yedei Yishto Reza Oso V'Cheles V'Mosa Kula, Omo Yikot Shiyodayach Loseyem, Ho V'Heim V'Shubadam Lo, Herikol Ma'aseh Kodesh, Ho L'Masa Omen, Lo Me'ilan Zeh Kodesh, Shekol Peros Sheosa LaHavo Kodesh. That's what it says. Dekel the Peros. Says the Hele Geran. V'lo Yadati Lama. Tibi Gemara Aminon. Tod Rav Huna Marav. Di Amar Yecholi Shetob Belval V'chulei. Polig Adi Rish Lakish. Amar Rish Lakish Lo Tein Batam Rav Meir Di Amar. V'mas Nisi. Hekish. Shunda Kosova Adi Makrish Dava Shalom Ali Olam. El Tam Rav Meir Mishtok Shiyokha Lo Chufo L'masi Yodeho. Nase command the Yoma Yikot Shirech Yoseim Yodayim Yisla Bola Umashma the Davke Mitov Shiyoko Lechufo this is really the Ein Yichol Lo Mintan Yisven Yosef that's your Shlokish who Darminon that's Kodesh the Yoma Yikot Shirech Yoseim Mahani Abel Didan the Kaimel the Kamon the Yichol Isha the same in Ein Yichol Yisven Yosef Afilu Ki Omar Hachi Lo Mahani Kevon the Yodeho Lav Didei. Wow, I think that's rough. The same word is pronounced two different ways. See? Dalad Yud, Dalad Yud Hei, Dalad Yud, Dalad Yud Hei. Wow. The Yodeho Lav Didei. Talk about a tricky reading question. All right? Kevan Shi Yechol Olaf Gimme Shibudo. He doesn't understand Shidas Rambam. V'lo Motzis Am Ristich Yarmina the time of the Yechol Lecho Fahainu Loma. The Nasa command the Omar Lo. Because Rish Lakish is saying, because he can force her, because he can force her, that's in order to say, the Nasa command the Omar Lo. So you don't say, so, let me just finish the sentence. Abel the Omar Lo beferish. Beferish. Afilu belav hai taimo mahani. He says, Yikotchi Mas Yodayach. It's as if he said Yodayach Yosei. So, in order to get that extra step that he said it improperly, that we revise what he said to make it Chal, in order for that to happen, you have to hold like Rish Lakish. But he says explicitly, Yikotchi Yodayach Yosei Mishurug, even a quarter of Huna. Oh, that would defend the Rambam. Oh, if that was true, it would defend the Rambam. Yeah. Can't be. Why can't it be? The Im is the Mahani. In general, lo tzrichina lahai taima. Why? The cave and the shamina the rameh the amay another most dull of atolah the another bigamar we saw last week. Command amala dummy. So therefore, this distinction between whether we said it explicitly or not can't work under rameh. Because the rameh, since he's not the atolah, it's different. Said the best possible formulation. Ela vadeli didan the kaim la nichol isha v'chule ravuna. I feel the ki amala b'feirish. Kach Yudach Loseim, Lo Mahani. I have forgotten the time of the Dorm Pei. Konish Ani Dosa Lepicha Ein Tzorch Lohafer. Umashma Adelo Pligi Adel Rafuna. What does that mean? That means that the wife's neder is not Chal. Wait, so the wife's neder is not Chal? And her and his is also. So nothing's Chal. So yeah, you're right, nothing's Chal. Hainu Tama Mishum Dekeva the Nizonos Mishal Baal Mishabdalei Kol Shlo Omro Beferish Eini Nizonos. Until the woman says explicitly, Also, her nether is Dvar Betalim. Okay? Dvar Betalim. Well, nonetheless, even though that's true, that the Shibud exists, no question about it. Why? In other words, since Yechol Olafkia, because the ability to be Mafkia, so that ability in and of itself is not enough to make her nether valid until she says it. But it's enough to make his nether invalid. And the Rambam is wrong. So writes the Heilige Beishul. Okay? That's the Heilige Ran and page Chav Gimel of Beza Samaches. So the Heilige Beishul quotes the Heilige Ran and saying Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam said, it's no good against the Mechaber and the Rambam. Okay? Oh, that's it. The Mefurish. Take a look. So the Beishmul Dal, came to Das Aran, who is really that feel him up and you catch it at Lamahani, Mefurish and Sugya, Malab and Izonis, Haim and Izonis, Mamish, when we come back home, and you're going to be mayor, ain't Kodesh, I've got this really at the Makash Dabash Lama the Olam. Haim and Al-Korcha, Mishun, Lokol Shah, Yechol, Loma, and Izonis, and Yosin, Cain, the Dida Nami, I feel that you know some of the Zonos, when we catch it at Nami and Al-Kodesh, this is the Beishmul corner of the Ran, verbatim. What's Pshat in the Rambam? Let's go back to Sukkot and Gimel. What's Pshat in the Rambam? Yikotchi Yadayich. But then the Rambam holds the Kodosh. Shenos and Lomazonos and Mokesef, Ozmas Yadem, Shubodim Lo, Yochel Akash. I will name a Nos and Lomazonos, and the Yochel Akash, I feel him also lead the Lomazonos me ayom, Kemish lo Nos and Arayom. Fine. I feel him ama yom, Yikotchi Yadayich, Ein Yek Mishchal, Doho hi Yochol Amitens and Yosef. Watch this now. Right now she is getting his mizonos. It's simply too late. Finished. He called the chagas machoke. So he thinks that this is the Pshat of the Rambam, according to the opinion of the Rabbi Shmuel and the Chagas Mechokek. Of course, the question is, what's he do with the Gemara? Isn't the Gemara in accordance with the Ran? Okay. That's the question. The very nice, the lumdus of the Rabbi Shmuel Sukkot and Gimel, based on the Chagas Mechokek, is very beautiful. What do you do with the Gemara? Is the Gemara considered to be against it or not? So obviously, the Rambam didn't hold his against the Gemara. He understood that there's a way out. So before we analyze that, it's worthwhile seeing Siv Beis. Right? Siv Beis. Pe'al Siv Beis, again, this is on the Ma'amar Kongs. Ba'isha sha'amar yikot shedayla oseyeh. Why? This is what we saw the Gemara last week. We never got to this in Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara we already saw. Let's now take a look at the Beis Shmuel in Sifkotan Hey. Okay? Sifkotan Hey. Kan Sosin Kedasa Rambam. If you hold up the Rambam, this is Viole. Im Omra Konam Chal. Afilu al dova shalom oleolam. Whoa. In other words, Melody he said, Yikotchi yodai is good. Nodva shalom yohanim imas yodel. How can that be? To dova shalom oleolam. How can that be? We don't understand this. This is a pella, this Rambam. It makes, at first guess, it makes no sense whatsoever. It's mamish adova shalom oleolam. How is it possible? It's going to work. We don't understand this Rambam. There's a myriad of kakash. Okay? Let's go slow. The chenu dasa gemara, right? Gam kona mafkir b'nei shivut. V'ho de mas yodeh ha'enem asurim. B'yad. V'shem dalmua chazal l'shivut abam. Uliachar get chalo yisim. Okay, that's what he's suggesting over here. Works davar shlobal yom. It's the kesef of Shmuel Rambam. Pchinim ami yikotch yodai. Alchagav yodai in the shabbat alom. Doesn't make a difference after misa. Or get it's gonna take effect, but not while the marriage is almur the shabbat davar. Uveshas ksubis nuntes hiksha. Or mishablei ben chala hekdesh. Highness is the Beis Shmuel if you have sata daitach. The in hekdesh must be the shibud. Now if you have maskana, the hekdesh must be the shibud. The Gemara says on the test of the Beis, the last before the Mishnah. Chal hekdesh haf al gav the yodayim mishubadim lo. Al kodem aget lo chal mishun amur the shibud of the baal. Then chal miyak. Avalach aget chal haf al gav the beis shikitsha ho yodayim mishubadim lo. Can't cause it because of Mishnah. This is mefurish because of Mishnah. Both in the whole thing. Lock, stock, and barrel is in the case of Mishnah and Halacha Yud. Fine. And it was the dumb. You bet. Tell you this. Guy Mishnah, he has his own terrace. Can you imagine? His own terrace. Base Yosef has one terrace, case of Mishnah, and Base Shmuel has another terrace. The Hod, the Hikshah, the Mishabdalay, Asla Liba, the Rishlokish, the Sphirle, the Eina Yachol, Lomar, Eina Nizonis, Kamosh Kosad, Kosu Betosis. Aval admai the kaimelon the yichol alom meini zonos ben yosa according to Rav Huna chal hekdesh kevin the yichol alom bechol eis eini nizonos ben yosa. How do you like that? So it's chal for that reason. Forget the reason of the kesef mishnah of davar shalom the yolam and the damu and hekdesh matkivin the yeshiva. A totally different reason. We're suggesting over here that she can say all the time. And his owner, so she has the ability to be makashu masiyadan. Afalgav the Rambam svirle we just saw before. The hu yachol ahakdish masiyadeo kisha nosin la mazonos. But arminon the eno chal came and she yachol aloma b'choleis and his owners, as we said earlier. That's the mechavah shita earlier in the previous sif against the Ramahot. Mikomagom kisha hi makdisha chal ahakdish mitam. Wow. So this is an amazing thing. This suggestion, Mishita Sarambam, of the Beis Shmuel. It's exactly the opposite of what we saw earlier. Okay, fine. It's a suggestion. Miladasa Rosh Varan, Sricha Loma Davka B'Lashon Konam, Ulakasha Yodayim, the Apostle of Yerodea, Sofsan Rosh Tamadal, Ein Yodea Loma Lo Yigia Kan. Why is there almost silent here in Evan Ezra Pei Aleph Sid Beis when he was mass against the Rambam in Yerodei Reish Lamadal? Fine. If he ain't in his own as Mimenu, from Yikot Yodai, Oz Mas Yodeho, Miyad, Asurim, because it belongs to her. It's like she's Maklash her own chair. Who said so? Hagos Ashri, Perikei Sifteh Simitah Zvah. Well, the man, the Omar, on Tzapavavah Ben Aleph, which we spoke about a little bit, we'll come to it more in detail. Hadofa Adei Adchak Shelohu. It's a very important man, Damo Sisum. Uhu Ochel Peiris. He only had the Peiris, it's like Nichsim Aluk. Im Omar Yikot Shiyodai, Luchu Leyal Matzorach Lofer, why? The Imlokein, Chal Hekesh Miyal Ala Hadofa. The Kevan, the Ein Lo Ala Peiris, Lo Almuah Chazal Shiva Shelohu. Tosa says in the New Testament, Aleph. So the Beis Shmuel is giving us going through the entire sugya. Fine. And kind of a very, very important rendition of the Siman Pei Aleph to Sifim with the Beis Shmuel's thereon. Okay, just went through it quickly. Perhaps we'll come back to it if we add a little bit more down the road. But now, Rabbi, so we go to Siman Pei, back to Siman Pei, Sif Yud Ches. Again, all going through the Makor is very important. Very, very important. Mi shehisna mishto shlo yischai b'mzon oseo v'chen hilo tischai lo b'mas yodeho. Made a t'nai. What kind of t'nai? We saw davar shel b'mama t'nai kayim. Enough to go b'mana lo. Mas mash chos b'm Torah. So it works. Im achakach rotzo v'nischai v'hu lo seis lo b'matona b'mzon oseo. He decides out of the kindness of his heart. Na mitzad ma'is abezim. He's going to pay for her upkeep. Ein mas yodeo shalom. What a critical mechaba. I'll explain why it's so critical. If he supports her, Mishum Takonas Chazal, then we're Metakin. Mizonos, and Masi Adayim, Zeta Chaseh. He gives the Mizonos, Mishum Takonas Chazal, he gets the Masi Adayim. But if he gives the Mizonos because of a side deal, or out of the kindness of his heart, Namita Takonas Chazal, they never made a Takonah Kinegdo, that the Masi Adayim belonged to him. And the Beis Shmuel Chav Dalet writes as follows. Take a look, please. The Beis Shmuel Chav Dalet. Mechena din. In posik lozun bas ishto. A man agrees to support his stepdaughter. It's not a requirement. Bitakonas chazal. So he agreed to it. But her, if she makes money, the stepdaughter does not go to him. Mechena mzon yosom. Kimosha choshev choshev ishbet simen ayin resh. Siv beis. Ein mas yodan tachat mazonos, ela mish ochel mitzat takonas chazal. That's critical, Rabbi Osai. Where do you get it from, Rabbi Osai? Where's your source for it? A tosefta. Rabbi Osai, open it. Let's put the Shulchan Aruch down for a second. Look at the tosefta. Please, the tosefta, if you don't mind. Perek Yud Halacha Gimel. On the Marma Kamas. One tosefta on the Marma Kamas sheet. The reason for it. I like to see things in the earliest possible source. Can't get my children to Tosefta. I'm going to the mission. Tosefta Perek Yud Halacha Gimel. Kosav Lozenes Bas Ishto Bet Ben Ishto Stepdaughter Stepson Harenke Bet Balei Chobos The Kol Melakol, because it's a separate obligation. And if you look in the Michas Bikur Eina Mitznai Bezin or Ritoros Chir and Kain Kol Melikvos. Okay? They have priority. A credit that precedes the general marital obligations of the Chazal and Tav. It's a credit. Credit. Okay. Lo yom alehen su vasu malacha vani ezen eskan. No. Elo yosh ne sit there and do nothing. Umal alehen mizonos. There's no din of mas yadam shalom. And the Beis Michas Mikromos is explicitly. Yoshrin Koloma the Masya Dehen Lahen. So come before a Tosefta, Rabbi Osai. Taught that much earlier than that. A Tosefta. Now I ask you to see this again in the Rama Kamas. This is the very end. Simon Kuf Yudalit Sim Beis. Because this is where this comes up in Shulchan Aruch. Very, very important. You probably wonder, what do I care? This doesn't happen in real life. We'll see in a minute how important this is. In a minute. Kuf Yudalitzin base. Kuf Yudalitzin base, the din is found in Shulchan Aruch. Af al pi shehu zona, he's bas ishto, right? This is his stepdaughter. Maaseh yodeho shelo. We just saw it in the Tosefta. Of course. Okay? If you look at here in the Beis Shmuel, he discusses as follows. Look what he says. It says, toward the very end, the last line of the Shmuel. V'kan Ari, our case, sheyesh lo mizonos mimakom acher. She's independently wealthy. Doesn't make one bit of difference. You still have to pay her. You still have to give her the money. You still have to give her the money because you made an agreement with your wife. You're going to support the stepdaughter. The stepdaughter won a lottery. Got to pay her anyway. It's a private set side deal. Isn't that what she has on the outside? Everyone with me so far? Why is all this so important for us? There is an important sefer, which I don't think we have on the barrel. I don't think so. Called the Nachlat Shiva. Not here? Okay. Tell me if I'm wrong. The Nachlat Shiva, Simon Tess, has a very, very important obligation, which is the precursor of what we call today our prenuptial agreement. We spoke about that agreement so far only from the perspective of asmachta. We started with short words, not asmachta. Okay, against those who disagree. But now we're getting to the nitty gritty. What it really boils down to is as follows. I'll show you, I'm jumping a little bit ahead, but as follows. Take a look at Simon Ayin, Rabbi Osai, Sifyud Beis. Just for a second. Simon Ayin Sifyud Beis. In the Ramah. The Ramah says as follows. There was a fight. Unfortunately, too many of these people are there. A fight between husband and wife, and they separate. They can't live together. That's the classic halach expression. They can't live together. It's his fault. The love some son should get barma to pay for upkeep. Sarah Pashalin is obligated in her upkeep. It's his fault to break up. It's her fault. Ain't so the shalin. Then ish chai from zonas ishto. Ela kishahi imo. Okay? He quotes some of Mordechai. Simon Ray Shai and Gil. Let's take a look.
How do you determine something like that?
Ah, exactly. Oh, my good friend. She can turn white before that's determined. Because who's going to determine it in the first place? They'll fight till doomsday. Which bez is going to determine whose fault it is? And then they'll fight afterwards, if they ever determine a bez. That's exactly the problem with today's situations of chiyuv exuda. Take a look over here for a second. Resh, Ayin, Gimel. Okay. Quotes over here as follows. The Dafka go on the Ika Sadi, in my edition, it's page Chav Zayin, end of the second wide line in column 2. The Dafka go on the Ika Sadi, the Lohave Mizdalo Badibala, Sherlock Tata, the Kos, the Kvakasimo, Ome Ovibu, Bene Beso, the Agilu Inu, Tata Bahado. They made the fight with her. Okay, the came in the Kaimel and Olimo of Eli Redesimo. The Chaya didn't below the Tsar. She can't live in that house. Therefore, Chaya lived in the Amazonas Vasher Isham, where she is. Only that kind of a case where the reason that if it broke up is his fault or his guests or his family's fault, etc. But I'm skipping a few lines. Hokanami. Came in the Isla Tanam al Yisasheni Chol Lizvol El Etzlo Tzar Bizoyim Chayav Lefarnes of Yehi Bevei Savia. Okay, that's important. But otherwise, if she has no legitimate reason why they're no longer living together, in other words, it's her fault, then he's not required to pay her for her food, because he's only obligated to pay her when they're living together. Adka, it's in the Mordechai. Not going to use it. How are you going to determine this? So, you know, there was, before I got involved in prenups, give a little history here. The history is, in brief, that when I became a rabbi in a shul over 40 years ago, I took it upon myself that I don't want to have a situation where a woman is being held quote-unquote modern day aguna, where her husband's not giving her the get when he halachically should give her the get. I don't want to be in that situation. I wanted to do something actively. I'm not an activist by nature. Far be it from me. Activists, I'm very passive as a rule. But not at the expense of an aguna. So I took it upon myself quietly to make a public announcement. I'm not going to let it happen. So for 15 years I had a charmed life, and there were a couple of divorces, but the divorces went the way through the courts. No one came to me to have any shilas. No woman ever came to me to complain about them. And they okay. They broke up however they broke up. Fine, they went to court. They gave me secular courts, a secular divorce, Jewish get. And I was not involved. None of the women ever came to me. But after 15 years, my luck ran out. It was a case, can't get into the details now. It was a difficult case. At the end of the day, I told the husband, based on the circle, you're required to give your wife a get that she asked for. He said no. And he said, if she doesn't give it, I'll hold her an aguna. When I heard the aguna word, I said, I can't, here's my commitment. I promised myself, sort of, I'm not going to sit idly by. But what often happens in this world is not up to you. Because if the rabbi tells him that he should give the get, what does he do? A different rabbi. He's a man who knows the world. Father's a rabbi. He went to another rabbi. So the Riverdale has been blessed with very wonderful rabbis. And there was a rabbi that goes back now 25 years. But the same rabbis went to Rabbi Rosenblatt Shlita, rabbi of the Riverdale Jewish Center, and told him his tale. This man is an honest man. A person who would be dishonest would tell a spin a yarn, and the rabbi would say, look, based on what you said, you're not required to give her again. This man is an honest man, told the truth, which I admire him from the very beginning. I still admire him. And the rabbi said to him, you're required to give again. Based on your version of the story, I knew both sides. The rabbi only heard it from him. You're required to give again. Give again now. Didn't like that. He went to Rabbi Avi Weiss Shlita and said, here's my story. Told the story legitimately. And the rabbi told him, based on what you're saying, you're required to give the get now. Three strikes, and you're out. Is the World Series app or something? All right, they're in the radio. It's World Series. Three strikes, and you're out. So now what do you do? Still doesn't want to give the get. So the rabbi's bent. And the woman is screaming, what's going on over here?
Why is he compelled to give her a get?
We felt, based, I don't want to go into the details right
not
now.
Not the details, but why would you?
Luckily, we felt he had to give her a gift. We'll be discussing at great length. It's on the Maramah Kodesh even today. Some of the things that we forced someone to give a gift. We may not force them with a whip anymore, but it's required to give.
Can I ask from the opposite angle? Why wouldn't you be hired to give a gift? If you can't.
Not every woman who says she's an aguna is an aguna.
Even if they're in a point where they're getting divorced,
right?
You said that this was already in second.
It's already in second of the court.
Yeah. So then, why would he be chayav to give her? They're agreeing that they're separated.
Right. Okay. The question is, when does he have to give the get? She doesn't give the get. She has to give the get now. You know, this. I'm telling you a story of so many years ago, 25 years ago. It's quite a number of years later. Our Bezdin, called the Bezdin of America, was sort of reconstituted to deal with these kinds of messy situations. Until that point in time, it was dealing fundamentally giving get, but it was not telling you must give a get now. In its recent iteration, the Bezdin deals with that, and that's where I get called in almost all the time. This is my, you know, they know that too. I don't like to be bothered. If people find about $100, leave me out. If it's $1,000, $10,000, leave me out. I don't have time. But if there's any question of Aguna, they know they have a soft spot. They always get me. And I can't say no. And we've had disappointments, and we've had many very, very glorious successes, despite initial disappointments. Rabbi Reese Shalita gave it a name. He called them get timing hearings. Get timing hearings, which means they're fighting about the time of the get. Right? He says, I'll give the get, not now. She says, I want to get now. What is it? We want Mashiach now? We want to be Mashiach. We want to get now. Okay. I'll tell you one story. Just one story. The story took place. It's a Purim miracle. It's a mitzvah to Pesuminisa. It's a Purim miracle. There was a fellow. And you understand, we understand how close we are to the action. These meetings take place down the hall. Right there, the best of it. There's a fella, oh man, that's crazy. He doesn't want to give his wife a get, and the marriage is dead as can be, and his feet. And he, of course, came with the frum line. That's how he often had the frum. He came with a frum guy, so called, etc. Shiva, yeah, the whole story. And she's no good, she's not frum. Yeah, the details don't matter now. So he said, the back and forth negotiations. After we heard the case, we give a psak din. He's required to give again within X amount of time. Good. Comes for another hearing. So we have a cipher there. He gives again. Now his parents are with him. His day was Tainus Esther. They say Tainus is free aguna day? Is that what they think? If I'm not mistaken, something like that. Am I correct?
Yeah.
It's Esther. We have free aguna. You're an Oro man. Tainus is free aguna day. This, I tell you, Rabosai, in all my years, perhaps was the most exasperating day in this kind of exasperate. The sofer was there, he's writing the get, and you're going to give it, yes, going to give it, not going to give it, yes, going to give it, not going to give it. Highness Esther, I remember the meeting was supposed to take place right after Mincha. I didn't have a Mincha downstairs. because I was out in Minchah and Shul. That's my part of my rabbinic responsibility. I say a shiur to Minchah Mar, you know, it's a whole thing. How long is this in the Tegarim? Famous last words. You know, Minchah was, I don't know, I think it was one of those, I think it was Taylor. Famous, I was, look at the computer, it was Tanahed was on Thursday. So it wasn't, Tanahed was on Thursday, and Purim was on Sunday. It's Pesach was on Tuesday. So I think it was 2 years ago or something like that. 2.5 years ago, I think it was the place. If I'm not mistaken. Check your calendar. I'm pretty sure that's what it was that year. Kitz and Nimritz, Dreys and Shmeys and Blaze and Grays, the get is not given. I daven mincha for 5 minutes just to be yechidus here in my little office. I couldn't even get in touch with the shul. I was trying to make phone calls. I don't know what happened. Mincha Marav, somebody volunteered to say a shir. This is printed in the schedule when Marav is. I walked into my house to quote the Megillah, who could die be Zoyan of a cousin. In other words, hadn't eaten. So it's late at night, I hadn't even eaten yet. I've got to eat. Had that Marav be Achilles, I missed everything. No get. My wife told me, when she heard my step walking up the stairs, you know, those little metal stairs, she knew right away something was wrong. Yeah, I run up the stairs, you know, Levendik. She heard my step. She heard me, and she said, she knew it was not good. I mean, she had to call. I was so distraught. I gave her a whole afternoon. Missed Tefillah with Tzibur, with Avinu Malkeinu, with Kriyas HaTorah, with Vayechal, with everything. And for nothing, she'll be in a good rest of her life. I was so distraught.
Okay.
You know, you have to get over it. You know, you have to get over it. You can't win them all. So, I got over it. I came in Shabbos. I came in Purim. I danced Motzi Shabbos with all my heart. And then Sunday was Purim. People come to my house. And Levendik is Freilich. Gevaldik. And then, you know, Sunday night, you know, okay. Monday morning, 9 o'clock, I come into the Yipis Medrash. You know, I'm still down, coming back to reality check here. I left it Thursday late at night. Monday. Rebbe, you hear the news? What? What the news? The get was given at 2:30 in the morning. I said, what? It's a Purim miracle. What happened? The fellow went to his Rosh Hashiva to deliver Shalach Monos. I want to give credit where credit is due. She was a Reuven Feinstein Shalit. The fellows were standing out. So he asked him, what's going on with your situation? He said, well, you know, the Bezdin Paskin, they have to give her a get. But I'm not giving it. I don't think the Bezdin is right. He said to the boy, the Bezdin said she write the get. She write the get. Reuven. Okay. Sunday night, after Myrav, Rabbi Weissman gets a phone call, the Manalva Bezin, on his cell phone, coming out of Myrav, from this fellow. He's willing to give the get. You understand what's going on over here? It's Motzi Purim. In the Yeshiva Shevelt, everybody is, I don't want to say where they are. They're not with us. So, they got to go arrange a cipher. The cipher was in Brooklyn. Had to arrange an aide who was sober enough to sign his name on the get. They couldn't find anybody in Brooklyn. Anyway, looking, they called the Y.A. Beis Medrash. One of the tzaddikim, Brooklyn Abbez, or they called him on a cell phone, or the Beis Medrash. I'll give you his name also, the hero. His name is Yosef Gadison. You know who he is. That tzaddik. He was working as an intern in the Beis Medrash. They said, Yosef, we need to go. Coming. He took a train or a cab, and he ran to Brooklyn. Until this, that, until they got the surfer to come, I was given 2:30 in the morning. Came the next day. It was Shushan Purim. By me, it was Purim Plus. It was Purim Plus. Dancing and singing. Baruch Hashem. So I said to myself, you know, there's nothing to do with me. I mean, fine, she's a hero. I mean, I'm the GOAT. We tried, we failed. And he's a hero, he succeeded. So I spoke to my son. It was Purim by Ibn Yerushalayim, and he's almost a little high. He knew already about this because a relative of the lady is very close with my son. And I said, you know, I can't get credit for this. So my son said, how about you get credit for this? First of all, you daven for this. But second of all, you wore the guy down. you pass in that way, and you wore him down for all the afternoon. So he was in a vulnerable state when he met Mr. Rosh Hashiva. I said, okay, I'll take a little bit of the credit. So this is what we have called get timing. We had another case, let's tell you stories. Another case.
Did they make sure he had capacity when he, like,
he wasn't drunk? Yeah, he wasn't drunk at all. The chasm wasn't drunk. The boy, the man was not drunk. Nor was the sofa, nor was the aide. But it's hard getting an aide at that night.
Dangerous time.
Dangerous. Another story.
Well, why is there a certain amount of time given? Like, why didn't they just give the get, right? It's possible that they should give the get. Like, what? Why did it take 2 weeks?
He should have, but he didn't want to do it.
I'm saying, like what Rara said, that once you pass him to the they should give the get, he has 2 weeks or something.
Oh, okay, I want to get this thing. So, don't want to, we have to give people a little chance. Another case we have, I'm just telling some stories, I'm with some Gilgal stories. There was a case like this. A super gvir, millionaire, had an office in Manhattan, and he wasn't giving his wife a gift. So Orah got involved, and they picketed his office. It was a tremendous embarrassment, I didn't realize how much. They picketed his office, they said, do you give your wife a gift? Big office building in Manhattan. Who cares? Who even knows? No, he took it to heart. So therefore, when we sent him a letter, come for a bezin and get timing, he came. He was, the whole time he's saying his address, and there's one thing in his mind, just get these guys, they shouldn't pick it. Get these guys, they shouldn't pick it. That was his whole, people say that picking doesn't help. You tell him, I'm telling you, Meister show you. That was his only, they shouldn't pick it. So he said to him like this, okay, sir, you have until a certain amount of days, a month, whatever else, you must give your wife a gift. Otherwise, you're going to have to rule that you're recalcitrant with all the consequences involved. You know what that meant exactly, another picket. He gave the get. He gave the get. It's multi-millionaire. It was immune to all kinds of pressure because he came to the, because, you know, Orah comes to us to find out if it's a psak, you know, a serum psak. So he gave. We've had many successes. Baruch Hashem, many successes. But getting back to my Nachman Shiva Simitess. So there was a...
What happened to the guy who went to the different rabbis of Riverdale?
Tell you the story. So what happened was in that particular case as follows. The rabbis met after Sukkot. I know exactly what took place. Right after Sukkot and said, you can't let this happen. I was the Rosh Hashanah. So they agreed, even though they have much bigger shuls than me with much all kinds of pressures that I don't have in my little tiny shul, but they were masking. I mean, he was a member of primarily my shul, so I was the one who got the brunt. And he's not invited to come to shul until he gets a get. And if he comes, we're going to stop the services. Now, that was quite, I would say it's almost unprecedented in New York City history. Because they told me in all the places in the city, you go to one shul or another shul. There was one little private shul, which is mostly for retirees, not a place where I really didn't want to go if any man of substance, a man of reputation. He was a chashviyid. So he said, look, he's willing to, we have to, guys, daven, let him daven in this place. The rabbi wouldn't back us anyway, the private rabbi, made a few dollars. So, but obviously it was very, very hurtful to him. He couldn't daven in the three shuls. All right. In all my 40 years plus of Rabbanus in my shul, I was never asked to come to a board meeting or an office meeting. Never. I don't want to go. They don't want me there. And it's comes with that. I only deal with the religious part of the shul, and I don't deal with that stuff. Once I was asked to come to a meeting, the Gaboyim and the officers, about this issue. Because he complained to them that the rabbi's being too harsh on me. And others can't hear me being too harsh. I told the Balabatim, as follows. I may have told you this part of the story. Maybe not. This part I think I told you. I think I said, listen, you think that I'm making a mistake? I give you three choices. I told you it's Parsha Shofti, back at Elam. Three choices. Either you convince him to give the get, it's fine, the best way out. Or if you don't like him handling it, fine. Hire someone else to be an avbez in the Bach community, and whatever he says goes. Your only third alternative is that I'm the avbez, because I'm not going to have anarchy in this shoe. Great. I gave him three choices. They felt good about themselves. They couldn't talk him into giving the get. They didn't want to have another Abbezin. So I said, I'm the Abbezin. They pointed me right then and there. It happened later on. I announced that I'm the Abbezin, a bunch of the Parsha Shoftim. And the guy screamed, "Where'd you get this from? I was up and on the board. I never, it was not in the minutes." My announcement didn't really help too much because no one's willing to back me at the end of the day. Anyway, unfortunately, I had another case later. Don't do that, Gunas. But I said, I have to make that statement because if the Arachayim HaKadosh says that the Pasuk Shoftim V'Shoftim, if Ein Shoftim, Ein Shoftim, while the Balabatim are not willing to enforce my status of Bezin, I come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, I tried. I said that I'm an Av Bezin because there's no one else, and the Balabatim don't want to back me. So they're not going to be serving an Av Bezin. Can't help it. Can't do what the Balabatim are. Today's world, you're it's not like in the old days where the government backed you, like they backed the Chassam Sofer and another Yehuda and Kivega. There's no government backing today. You can't impose anything really. Anyway, so this that case, before I come back to Nachal Shiva, wended its way through the courts. 6 months. Didn't count for sure. 6 months. The get was given. Oh, so it's important to the history over here, the prenup. So this is going on, we don't get in that year. That year, there's no coincidence in life. We were going to Gittin. We started already, after Sukkot, we already into Gittin. We started, you know, in Elul. And now it's after Pesach. But before Pesach, I told my Talmidim, my dear Talmidim, we learned a lot of Lomdus, Gittin, here, before Neinechta, the Mesirikar, see, oh, beautiful things, and Shlichus, that's such a beautiful Pesachta. I had this crisis, Aguna, it's going on 6 months. After Pesach, we're going to start right away to try to do something to help the Agunas. Also in Gittin, the last Pechas in Gittin, it's all about Get Musa. When you first got your baguette, that's we're going to learn that sugya. Who was up? Okay, fine. A week after Pesach was over, Rosh Chodesh, Nisan, the court issued its decision. It was a woman, Jewish, non-observant judge, who was very well coached. She decided like this, we're going to split the property 50-50. But if the man gives his wife a get within 10 days, he gets 55%. What's the chacham of this judge? Instead of penalizing the husband for not giving a get, she rewarded him for giving a get. That makes all the difference in the halachic world. Had she penalized him, it would have likely been a get me'usa. Was she stealing money? By rewarding him, the get was proper. And as soon as this psak came down, and I heard about it, I already called up Rabbi Tzvi Gartner. He's the author of a sefer called Kfiya Beget. Kfiya Beget is the sefer about these things, and I was ready just dealing with him about such cases. From that week. And he said the get is kosher, and the get was given on Thursday, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, that year. So it's about 24 and a half years ago. That Shabbos, the gentleman came to shul. My shul? It was a shul at the time. Shul. I told my gabbai, this man receives shlishi. Shlishi. Okay, couldn't give him the first one either, so he wasn't going to leave. I'd give him coin otherwise. But he wasn't. Shlishi. Gabbai asked me, Rabbi, I don't understand you. For 6 months, his persona non grata. Now she's getting shlishi? I said, for 6 months, I couldn't let him here because he wasn't giving his wife a get. Now he did the right thing. He gave her a get. So you have to give him shlishi. I said, I insist. So, good God, I gave him shlishi. You know, after the next aliyah, you know, they stay there for Rabbi, and then he comes around. And some people come around and shake the rabbi's hand, some don't. I wasn't awake. I jumped out of my seat. And in front of the whole shul, I shook his hand like this. Now, he was not so happy shaking my hand for reasons that I understood. We sort of put him out for a while. But I made a point of shaking it in front of the entire shul. I have nothing personal against this man, which I don't. I never did. And I hope I never will. But I had no choice but to take action. That's how the story ended in that particular detail. P.S. He remarried. She remarried. And life moves on. The Torah is a parsha of Gerushin for a reason. There's a reason for it. We're not Catholics here. Okay. Meanwhile, I was on this campaign, which started just to Tamina Shemayim, a week before, to start figuring out something about what we do. So through a long story, we'll discuss the shalosh as we go, I ended up with trying to find all the various suggestions that have been made before me as to solve the problem of of the amount of the agur. So one of them, a very distinguished Rav, said, very simple. Take the ksuba, translate it into English, have it witnessed and notarized, this problem is solved. Because you'd have to give her money to pay for her as long as they're married Jewishly. Solve the problem. The unfortunate fact is it does not solve the problem. Number one, let's say I'll give her a nickel for Amazons. You don't quantify it. It'd be very difficult for one to go for it. But much more significantly, number two, assuming they're not living together anymore, he'll say, it's her fault, I'm partner. She'll say, it's his fault, you're kind. Till they resolve who will resolve it and how they resolve it, she'll turn white. That's why, although there was a very well-meaning rabbi and he tried to do a good thing, in my opinion, it falls short. Therefore, it's necessary that there be an independent obligation he accepts upon himself to support his wife. It doesn't matter if it's his fault or her fault. Doesn't matter. This way, he cannot use Simon I and Sif Yud Beis as an excuse not to give her the money she deserves to support herself. And we added into this agreement a quantified number, how much money is to pay every day. And we also added to the agreement the bezin they're going to go to adjudicate whether this money is coming to her or not coming to her. There could be cases where the bezin will say it's not coming to her for whatever reason. It has to be subject to the bezin. We're not agreeing to any obligation where there's no bezin that can adjudicate whether it's coming or not coming in the case maybe. Because after all, the man is entitled to rights too. And the agreement says if he summons her to bezin and she refuses to come or to comply with the decision or recommendation of the bezin, then the obligation terminates. I want you to soak him for the rest of his life, the X hours a day. It's not fair either. You have to be fair to all parties. Follow me? So at the end of the day, what we came up with was an obligation of support. At the time it was $100 a day. It's been kicked up to $150 a day to support her. That's an average what it takes to live in our circles. Could be more, could be less, obviously. Obviously, we won't be less. Ola, Yoredis, we're supposed to talk about it at some length. The higher of the two standards of living of the families, whatever it may be, we have to take an average because we left the blank, they were fighting. Left the bed in the blank, they were fighting. You give them no choice. I mean, you can take a word processor, like a computer, and tinker with it, but the standard document default is Bed of America, $150 a day. Finished.
This is a prenup?
Prenup.
That you require.
That's correct.
Not that the RCA requires.
This is the RCA, same thing.
RCA requires of all its members that they shouldn't do this?
No, requires. I require. I add, I know the word requires is the wrong word. Every chassid gets married, I say this, I would like to sign a prenup. I'm doing the wedding, I would like to sign a prenup.
That's what you require if you do the wedding.
Not require. The word requires is too strong.
I don't understand.
I require it as such that I say, please sign it. If they don't sign
it,
they don't sign it, I will still do the wedding.
You'll still do the wedding.
Now the RCA is not happy with you for that a little bit. But what can I do? I'm a softie, I told you. So
has there been done any wedding for that prenup?
Yes.
In recent
years? The last one I did a few years ago. Yeah.
Did you understand? Is this an official position of the RCA that these prenups should be entered into?
They should be entered into, yes, but that there's no official rule. If an RCA member does a wedding without the prenup, then he's expelled from the RCA or suspended, as the modern word goes. It's a different story, not that. Yeah, so yeah, I haven't been suspended from the RCA, even though I've done a few weddings with that. But I always encourage
the prenup. What's the idea of the idea of the prenup is it should encourage a husband to give his wife again? What's the object? I don't understand.
Hold on a second. So the question becomes as follows. Very nice, he's supposed to give $150 a day. But the question becomes, it's our discussion of right now. They'll say, very nice, I'll give her the money. I want her income. She's a doctor, she's a lawyer. Hey, man, I get the much better the deal. Well, I'll give her 50 grand a year, she's making 250 grand a year. Hey, not a bad deal, huh? How do you have that problem? That's what I'm discussing right now. In my opinion, not a problem. Why is it not a problem? Because what's our case? That's our case. We start Simon Pei is exactly this case. Sif Yitches. He is giving her money, but he's not giving her the $150 a day. Bishum Tanai Ksuba. He claims it's her fault to break up. Simon Tanai Ksuba is partner. Simon Ali is Sif Yitches. He's giving because he entered into an independent obligation. We just saw. If he's giving her money as an independent obligation, Masir Daya Shalom. Just read it. That's why it's so critical. I'm going to tell you stories for nothing. Toseftis with Beis Shmuel's. And even if she has another income, that's why I tell you about Beis Shmuel, Simcoe and Beis. Not only, you know, if she has a few dollars, she can make a million, she win a lottery, doesn't make a difference. She has the money anyway. That's why I told you this, Marimo. It's so, so, so important. In addition, I have to tell you that our prenup has a clause in which he forgives her income for the period of time that this obligation is in effect. I have to tell you that this forgiveness is not so simple. Not so simple. Because the Gemara, I've said this once before, and I've paid Gimel and Aleph. Take a look at Pei Gimel and Aleph. We've been here a few times already. I'm trying to give you full disclosure about it. I don't want to hide anything from you. Pei Gimel and Aleph. The Gemara seems to say that a forgiveness which takes place too early is no good. What does it say over here? The Gemara says, it says over here that it doesn't work. The first Gemara, a kos of the ishta, the top of the Mishnah says, din v'ayin v'le chasayach, right? It doesn't help. It makes the yorsha. It doesn't help him for these kinds of things. So the question is as follows. How does it help the Gemara? Answer the Gemara. Because of love, Oda Arusa. He wrote in this document, but she's still in Arusa, and he hasn't yet received these benefits. Come on, Nisuin. And the Gemara says, Nachla, Bo, Oda, Mokom, Acher, Oda, Masala, Shalom, Yiroshena. He has shipped this Gemara. And the comes from Kalonzu, Shomela, Kalonzu, right? And his own family also. All these things work when? Ba'oda Arusa. When she is an Arusa. What is an Arusa? She has gone through the first stage of marriage, right? However, what will happen before she's an Arusa? She's not an Arusa yet. Question. Why does it work? There it is. Before Arusim, it doesn't work. It only works for Oda Arusa. She's not yet a Nesua, but she's been reached the first stage. First stage. Okay? So, you get the impression clearly from this Gemara, the Rishon said explicitly, that if there was not yet Arusin, the Tanai is ineffective. I was told that Rav Lichtenstein Shalita was bothered by this, and therefore he arranged that the prenup be signed under the chuppah. That's what during a romantic moment, to sign it, because he said that if you do it too early, it's not going to work.
These prenups are in English?
English, absolutely.
They're intended to be formal contracts.
Absolutely. Yeah. Passed through many, many lawyers. Many lawyers passed through it.
You know, it's funny. Honestly, this is not done in Toronto. And if this was presented to my son, as a lawyer, it's not my area, but if this was presented to my son, you know, in advance of a wedding, let's say this was, it's a document. You know, we'd say, okay, let's sit down and just sign it. I'd say, let's sit down, families, we have to do a proper prenup agreement. Let's bring in lawyers and do this properly. As soon as you get into this kind of thing, I once had a case,
which was like that kind of case. This goes back many years.
As a lawyer,
I once had a case. That's why I always deal with the courts and the college. I always deal with the parents. I had a case where three out of the four parents were lawyers. The fourth was not
a doctor.
So they wouldn't sign it. They did sign it. but they ate justments and schmustments and blustments and took them for hours in camp, and they were draining a cup and making me crazy. But I mean, that's the nature of lawyers. Okay, whatever. I don't need to hurt anybody's
feelings. There's consequences to these things.
You broke Hashem the consequences. So consequences are good consequences.
Like as soon as you step partly in, you can't just step partly way in, but then you have to go all the way in. Everyone has to get counsel.
It says explicitly, that everyone is entitled to counsel, and there's no obligation to have counsel. There's no such thing in the counsel of prenup. You have the opportunity for counsel. But anyway, I'll show you. You get online, you can see what it says here. In any event, so, how should I say? I'll just go. Rabbi Reese Shlita said a chabura for us just Thursday in the Yad Yad Karla and our Adonik Subis. And he said, this comes up all the time. Second marriages, especially. And he was giving a whole series, we'll get to it when we get to the sugyas, of how we can justify the possibility that people were making these, we'll call silukim, before the Erisin. Because there's almost no window of time these days between Erisin and Nisui. It's a few minutes. Puts the ring on a finger, and I have Rabbi Moshe Weiss about this. He said that the minute he puts the ring on a finger, this is immediately Nisuin. I discussed a few weeks ago. That instance, there's nothing you can do about it. There is no window of time. You want to do it, he should put the ring on a finger outside the chuppah. Talk about not romantic. He should put the ring outside the chuppah, and then he should do what has to be done, and then walk under the chuppah afterwards. That's it, he told me. I humbly disagree with Rav Moshe Weiss. In my opinion, the Nisuin does not take place until after the Sheva Brachos, under the chuppah. When he says the last of the brachos, Im ha-ka-lo, when it says lo, that's when the nisuin takes place, not before. Kalab lo brocha sula balakanida, so there's no nisuin until the actual shever brachos are complete. Kain nirali. You have all that time in between. That's the pasuk that they've been shown him. We had this once before, we discussed this about a month ago. There's a minute to read the ksuba between the erisin and the nisuin. Every Wednesday, read the ksuba. Why? Today to make a big kibbut. Ooh, a kibbut is. In Eretz Yisrael, they give it to the Shabbos to read the Ksuba. It's just a stall, it's a delaying tactic to make between a separation between one of them. They got a big speech. The speech is much longer than the Ksuba, I'm not saying that much. Anyway, so in my opinion, okay, it's not the Ksuba until afterwards. You have it all that time? But if you look at that, I'm not going into that right now, it's not on topic at all. But I'm just letting you know what Siman talks about these things. Because it's relevant, Rabbosai, for the husband who wants to be in effect be misalik himself from everything that's coming his way. And the question is exactly when is he going to do it? When's he going to do it? Take a look over here just to show one thing in Shulchan Aruch. Watch this. It's Siman Sadi Bey Sibzai. Just as far as Yerusha is concerned. Not on topic, but just she's going to go over Shulchan Aruch. Let's look inside. His na'ima shalo yiroshena. Okay, you made it tonight. It works. Bamed bar mamurim siv zayin till the end. Shehis na'ima kodem shetin aseh. Ba'oda arusa. Oda arusa. Okay. Avon his na'ima achash and iseis to no botel. That's what we saw. In the sugya, it's no batel, for whatever reason, to no batel, it's worthless, okay, worthless, that's not kah, okay, it doesn't work. Now what'll happen if it's before the Avison? The Shulchan Aruch is quite clear in this lashon that it has to be after Avison, right, that's what it says, after Avison. What about before Erisin? It's quite clear here in the sugya and in the Shulchan Aruch that before Erisin, it's no good. It's too early. That's the posh of Shad, right? Take a look, Rabbi Osei, in the Pesachet Shuvah, Sif Kotan Aleph. In Sif Aleph it says, Siman Sadi Beis Aleph, Hakosev Omel Ishta Ba'oda Arusa Tidavram Nechasayach. That works, right? But Oda Arusa, Avol Kodem Erisin. If it's before the Erisin, Rabbi Osai, What's the halacha? Kodem erusin, right? The Rambam. Lo mahani siluk. It's the Ran, the beginning of the Pei Gimel. Yeah, so if you look at Pesach Chuv Aleph, he quotes over here. Shuas Yaakov, Tomal Minik Shalala Shekosin Shtari Siluk Achashiduch and Kodem Nisuin. For it's Leno, a Kiddushin of Achuba Bon Kiyachas. You can call them Nisuin, Abigam, can call them Erisin. For Lo mahani Midi Asiluk, Moshe Kosin Ramokan. Rebbeinu Shel Olam, it's no good. It's no good. So he has a case over here of Shua Me'agon Bal Ataz. At first glance, he says it should be absolutely no good because it's too early. Then he goes to various things that there's a Dodo Yehuda about it. Okay? A whole discussion. Chavis Yor has many tshuvas about it. Chasam Tov told you the whole Ma'ariv Makaris. But let me tell you a story. When my father remarried, his second wife had two daughters living in Bnei Brak, and they said, you know, mommy, you're going to remarry, and then if you predecease your second husband, all the money goes to him in Halacha. We get nothing. We don't want that to happen. So they gave my father a cue card. Showed me the game and said, yeah, whoever did this was who he's doing. But Nissen Karelitz went to the top. And my father recited it on cue after he gave her the ring before the Sheva Brothers. And he said, quote is it? Din Udvar made them in a chasayach of a pair of Paris Barasana at Olam. The whole lush, that's fine. Said it. The right time, the correct time. You can give me, So Rav Lichtenstein Shalita wanted that the prenup should be done at that same time. In my opinion, it's not necessary for a whole variety of reasons. Number one, all the leniencies, which we'll discuss later, in Siman Tzadi Beis, apply to our case. Number two, Rav Osai, since the obligation is coming as a separate one, not as a Tanai Ksuba, even without the Mechila, he's not entitled to her earnings. Number three, earnings today, all she's required to do is to make wool. Right? Wool. How much is wool already? Not much. But what if she works herself extra hard? She works like this also in the Ma'amar Kamas. Simon Pei, or both sides, Simon Pei. Watch this. The Mechaber says, Doch Sifal, Doch Ka'atzma Va'osasa Yosemi Aroyla, Amosa Labab. It's called Hadofa De Atchak. The Mechaber passes, it goes to the husband. There's a chelkas machoke. Whoa, that's a Magad Mishnah. Right? Let's take a look over here. That's a Magad Mishnah. Take a look, please. Even she also is shosh of the other Yishenim. She works extra to make extra wool. But because she also has a harvest, Malachas Biyaka, just multitasker, Shlora de Atchak, it goes to the husbands. I am Betur, Evi Mizan Achlokas, Be Rabbe Nechanan, Rabbe Hai. V'arosh lo mechriya. V'tucha lo isha loma kimli kimadiyom aliyatma. Kos le Rabbi Bach, l'chein noach yim b'dinas elu, shlo lohomzi miyad isha, shum adam for shayad yadchak. She did the lawyer, doctor, she's broken the head off. This the husband's out of title in the first place. Finished. It's another reason why I don't get too bent out of shape when it comes to these things. I, the Mechaber, as we shall see later, and I'm not going to go into now, I'll give you more Ma'amar Kamas about it. Hadafa de Atchak means she's making wool, a lot of wool. When she's has a totally different kind of a profession, a doctor, a lawyer, hedge fund manager. So then, everyone should agree that it goes to her. It's just not part of the Chiv Ma'asiyah of making wool. So wool is a certain amount, how much sloyim, she makes extra wool. But being a doctor, a lawyer, forget about it. He has no right to her earnings. So for all these reasons, I have confidence that the mechila, even if it's not going to work, is okay. But we put in a clause, whether it works or not, I don't know. The clause is that he's meichel all of her masiyadayim, or earnings at the time of this in effect, and he shall be deemed to have repeated this waiver at the time of the wedding. Hodos Baal Din, that he was Moichel and Masidayim under the Chuppah. That's where Kasha. How can it be Hodos Baal Din that he did it after the Chuppah? He's not married yet. It's a Hodos Baal Din in a future event. Many Pesukim say it works. Hodos Baal Din works no matter what. How does this agree? Of course, the problem is as follows. I'll be honest with you, the real problem. We'll get to the Ma'amar comments later on. True that the Beis Shmuel and the Chavos Mechokik and all the Pesukim say the only one who holds the Chav is the Chazanish. Everyone else says, no, it's a Sveik of the Dina, and therefore she can keep her earnings. The problem is she wants his $150 a day. Can he say, since there are some Pesukim who say, I'm not going to have your earnings, even though we don't pass like them, you can't get my $100 debt. Offset. Can he say I'm also make a bell of riot the other direction? Or should we say, no, as a separate din Torah. You certainly owe her the money, that's for sure. There's a pilpul about a corresponding equivalent obligation which you claim you have her earnings and she says no. So we should deal it separately. You give her $150 a day, period. And as far as what she gives you, I'm also make a bell of riot and she can keep it. Or do we commingle all the obligations?
Why are you not afraid of trying to sue them? The designers are nervous that the woman can't play games. I want designers, I don't want designers, I do want designers.
Right.
So you make the decision that way.
That's a machlokes, we saw the Rishon.
Right. I think we've asked that once.
The Rambam quotes that, they're watching. Right. Okay.
So now, why can't you have the same case situation here, where let's say he loses his job, doesn't have parnasa that's served, right? The wife says, oh, now how about an advantage?
She can't get the money unless she prevails in Beis Din, and Beis Din says that the breakup is his fault. And what's she going to do?
Right now, he's not supporting.
He has no money, so what's it going to Beis Din for? It's a waste of time. Now, the prenup is also, unfortunately, a waste of time if he has no money. We call it, in your words, judgment proof. No, what do you know about it? The judge will go, yeah, you owe $100,000. Here, Ainley, I have nothing. We've had such cases. No, it won't work.
But you could have a judgment against him.
That's against him. If there's a shlomazli, he never expects to have any money.
Yeah, but he probably could take this agreement and garnish his everything.
He has nothing.
But it doesn't matter. If you ever ask him, you
if he has, you're right.
You put it, you get
any responsible person,
anytime he gets away,
any responsible person is not going to put himself in that situation. Because any income he ever earns is going to be subject to this garnishment.
Right.
But there are a lot of shlemas we deal with. They're not so responsive.
What are the reasons husbands, what are the primary reasons husbands don't give gas?
There's three. One, they still want to get back to with their wives. I kid you not, a guy, was more than 10 years. More than 10 years. We met right over here. More than 10 years. He wants her back.
This is a case where the
wife. I have a guy, I'm sorry to say, who learned to my shear. I'm embarrassed to say it. Learned to my shear. And yes, me. He sat in my shear for a year. Oh, how many years are we talking now? 37 years ago. I believe he's separated from his wife for over a decade, maybe closer to two, and he still wants to get back with her.
And she, of course, doesn't.
Ah. So I didn't talk with this guy. He didn't disqualify me. Even though I told him he should give your wife again. And it was postponed three times already. Let's see if it's going to happen the fourth time. People are crazy. That's one reason. And they will hide behind religion sometimes. I want to have more children with her. But okay, I've heard, you name it, I've heard it. That's the people who are a little bit, half living in another world. Those who are very much in this world, there are two reasons. Money.
Oh.
Hold up for a get. I want $1 million for the get.
Extortion.
Yeah. Or, and I've seen this too, spite. You ruin my life, I'll ruin your life. Thomas Nafshi and Plishni.
But he can't move on.
Doesn't give a darn. And these guys, you know what they're going to give a get? When they find a girlfriend they want to marry.
That's
not,
when they get
not before.
Not
both the extortionists and the spite people. They find a girl, they want to marry a girl, they suck. Let's go to these peasant here and they get two wives. And Muncie.
What?
Two wives.
What did you just say?
Two wives, you heard me.
What do you mean two wives?
He has two wives.
Sorry,
he's not getting it.
What do you mean?
You know what the case.
He
Yeah, the rabbi must say you can have two wives.
There's a
rov
said you could have two wives?
Yeah.
What is that all about? I know.
But there's a cop-out clause called the hetemer abonim, which is not supposed to be used unless it's an extreme situation. This rabbi Munzer said.
There's a guy in Las Vegas who just
that's the guy I'm talking about. It's two wives. Yeah. He's looking at me such a strange look. You better stop, Shia. I don't want to go late. We'll stop here. We also had a couple of interesting digressions today, but you tell the guys who missed today, they missed the good stuff. They wanted to get it on the tape. They're a good chance. They'll get tomorrow.